ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Baramonte on drums, Bruce Caitlin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, State of Jefferson. I hope everybody out there is having a good and fine day. I hope you guys are coming through our North State heat wave okay. I know it's been a bit of a cooker, actually, the other day. I think we only missed Death Valley up here in Redding by about 6 degrees. So hope everybody's staying good, healthy, and hydrated, beating the heat as best you can. Because it gets warm up here in the summer times, and some are worse than others. So far, we've missed the worst of what summer brings in terms of wildfires, and knock on wood, let's hope it stays that way. You know, our thoughts and hopes are with the people down there of Big Sur that are staring down a pretty good fire, and hope they can get that thing contained and under control. So I am flying solo at the moment. My intrepid co-host, Wynn Carpenter, has been delayed a little bit. He'll be joining us just a little bit later with the show. So you're stuck with just me, the bear, for a while. So we're here. We're still riding the wave of last Saturday and the tremendous assembly that happened down in Live Oak. You know, we had over 600 people down there that were enabled, were empowered, and fully taken grasp of their destiny in the state of Jefferson. We had all sorts of new committees formed and people chipping in and digging into the trenches to get the work done. We've got everything from a new IT team that's getting up and going to help with multimedia and social media marketing, things like that, making sure that the website's up and good and clean and looking good for us and people are able to access information. We've got a committee on public safety looking at different ways in funding, how to address the raising crime rates that are going on due to California policy, the AB 109 and the other insane things that California has passed to deal with criminality. It seems that California's solution to solving crimes is letting the criminals out and just making it harder to actually call it a crime to lock anybody up. It doesn't really seem to be working, especially up here in the North State. We also have the Constitutional Committee that is getting up and going. Those people are going to be reading other constitutions from the states, getting a better grasp of the United States Constitution and how to draft the framework of what the Jefferson Constitution is going to look like and start to put that together, the starting point of where to go. Some of that work has already been done by Mark Baird. It should dovetail pretty nicely and get up and going. We've got a legislative policy committee that's going to design the policy that the eventual Assembly and Senate will operate by. They'll be designing the terms that our new legislative assembly is going to be working by. And that's one of the most exciting things that has come out of the assembly Saturday is the individual 21 counties will actually be dictating their own fate, choosing their own path. They will elect their representatives, and their representatives will meet with the other representatives of the counties to discuss the issues and the ideas brought forward by the committees and the different projects and the funding needs and all of the different minutia that goes on, and then they'll be returning to their counties for discussion, and those counties will vote, and then their representatives will return to the Legislative Assembly and say, this is the will of such and such a county, this is the will of Trinity County, this is the will of Shasta County, this is the will of Tuolumne County, and if 11 or more counties agree to that process or that thought or that action will move on. If 10 or less counties agree to it, well then, that whatever it is either going to be put on the back burner or not taken up. But that's one of the most exciting things, is representative government is already beginning to operate within the state of Jefferson. And we welcome and invite anybody to be a part of that process, because this is for you. This is for everyone of the North State. You can either engage in that representation or you can't. The choice is yours. But you can't sit back on your couch or sit in your armchair and not engage with that representation that is being brought forward, that is being put forward, and have any kind of sensible right to complain about what's going on. You can't sit back and complain and run everything down and not engage. Be part of the process. Like I said, it's open. We invited to everybody. Go engage with your local county State of Jefferson committee. Maybe you want to be a representative for your county. Maybe you want to be one of the alternates. Maybe you just want to get involved on the county level of strengthening Jefferson and spreading the message. Maybe you want to be involved with one of the state level committees. And I said there's everything from resource management to public safety being looked at, water rights. There's an inventory of state assets that's getting going, people writing the Constitution. There is a number of ways for you to engage and be involved. So there really is no excuses for anyone that truly wants to be helpful to the movement and to help push this movement forward not to be engaged in that. There's no reason. So we are really, really excited about doing that. It's been just a little over a week. The committees are getting their communications with each other up and going. They're finding their way on how to meet with each other, because they are spread across several counties, so they're getting their conference calls designed, their email trees going, and getting their leadership selected. They should be up and running here, hopefully in very rapid fashion. We're hoping that by the end of the week, a large percentage of them will be up and beginning the work, because we do want to hold another assembly here in the North State very soon. We're targeting October. We're hoping early October, so that we don't run into too much interference with the election period. But hopefully by that time, those committees will be ready to come forward and present their first findings to the Legislative Assembly. So between now and October, the counties need to be picking their three representatives, their representative and their two alternates, to go forward and take that information from the committees and disseminate it to their counties, and enable their counties' voices to choose which direction they go with that information, and then bring it back to the assembly and move forward with it. And we're really excited. We're ecstatic. As we were expressing Sunday riding the high that had happened the day before, it was unlike anything that I have ever experienced. The empowerment to see the hope in people's eyes, to see the understanding that they could take control of their own lives and their own governmental destiny, and to understand that they have the fundamental right to do that. They don't have to have permission from anybody. We have a right to form a government that best suits our needs. It's enshrined in our Constitution, and it's enshrined in the precepts that founded this country. And when an unjust government no longer serves the needs of the people, we have a right to change and alter that government as we best see fit to secure our life, liberty, and property. And that's exactly what we're doing. What we're doing is legal, it's moral, it's right, and it's powerful stuff. Freedom and liberty were a living presence in that room that day. I mean, you could have reached out and shaken hands with it. It was exciting, and it continues to be exciting. So we're going to be discussing some more of that and some of what's coming for the state of Jefferson, what's going on after this first break here. But we are going to get off to our first one. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And we'll see you on the other side of this.
That California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on up, moving on to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up, to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Kids don't fry in the kitchen, a beef don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
Yeah, we do have ourselves a piece of the pie, and it's getting a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger every day. And tasting a little bit sweeter and a little bit sweeter. So, Wynn has made it here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing this morning?
So far, so good.
Yeah, actually a little bit cooler this morning. It was kind of nice.
It's nice out there in Jefferson.
Yeah, I know. I was sitting in the backyard and watched a squirrel burst into flames yesterday and going, oh, man, when is the heat wave over? So we've been sitting here talking about, kind of riding the wave from last Saturday and the mm-hmm. different committees that are formed and up and going and the fantastic things that are going on. We've got all of these counties working feverishly trying to get this up and implemented, and it's going great.
It's good to see the dialogue amongst them.
It is. You know, yesterday down in southern Jefferson, we had five counties working together at Amador County Fair. We had five different counties down there represented, pitching in and helping each other out.
And they were pitching in because, like, they the Amador County group, they had their booth there, and they had merchandise. You know, those T-shirts, hats, all the other good stuff. They ran out.
Wow.
So then they called to say, what do we do? Who do we contact? And so gave them a list of names, and that they're getting from their neighbors and making it happen, which has been wonderful. They're helping each other out, and that's what we do in Jefferson. We help each other out.
Yeah, and that's a longstanding tradition in the North State. We pitch in and we help our neighbors.
There you go.
It's part of who we are. It's ingrained in our state character.
Yes.
And that's one of the wonderful things that I love so dearly about this place, that there is no way in hell I'm letting California drive me out. And it's the people. I love the people here.
That's right.
They're fantastic. It's great. Just seeing them there Saturday and, you know, what they now know that they're capable of.
Yeah, and there was a lot of brilliance in that room.
I was floored.
And I mentioned that a couple times. Like, yeah. There's some brilliance in here. Use it.
I was absolutely floored. We do have one quick question from Jimmy. He said he wants to know when we're going to serve Jerry Brown with our marching paperwork. I don't know that we'll ever serve Jerry, because in the constitutional process we're following, it never once mentions the governor. Mm. It never once mentions the president. We've served the Secretary of State. We've served the state of California already.
Mm-hmm.
We've served the legislature, both houses. So, according to the constitutional process, we don't have to inform or declare to anybody else. We're at that stage. Although serving Jerry Brown would be a lot of fun. I also have a couple questions about his ranch and fracking oil I'd like to ask at the same time. But
well, maybe, you know, when we do serve the court case, then we'll serve those other three offices, and then we'll just have an extra one just for him, for giggles.
Just for giggles. Yeah, here you go.
You've been served.
You've been served. So, and we've got Sally saying, hey, we could use some help at the Intermountain Fair in September, and also Trinity County is asking for volunteers for their fair in August,
mm-hmm.
and I know that Trinity's already got commitments from Siskiyou and Shasta and Tehama to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Intermountain, other people will be pitching in. You know, we've had Lassen and MODOC help pitch in at the Plumas County Fair. And again, there's that county interaction where we have finally outgrown 21 counties coming together, and we are the state of Jefferson starting to operate together. And it's very exciting to see.
Yeah, unifying as one.
Yeah.
Yeah, going from the 21 counties to unify as one as Jefferson. And it looks pretty good.
And with that, we got Terry on the phone.
Hey, guys. Just want to clarify the court case. Yeah, we would serve Jerry Brown, because the court case is not about creating a new state. And you're right in what you say, Red, but that's not what the court case is about. The court case is about dilution of vote,
mm-hmm.
and it's about lack of representation. The court can't say, California, you have to allow the state of Jefferson to exist. What the court can do, and probably will do in their remedy, even if it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, is say that the people have proven they have a dilution of vote, and they've proven they have lack of representation. So, California, you must remedy this. Your remedy is something you guys need to work out, but you must remedy that. So you're right in the state of Jefferson not serving the governor, but serving the governor on this particular issue, which is lack of representation, he will get served.
Well, there you go.
So I wanted to clarify that for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with the court case. And you know it would be fun.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to clarify that for you.
Maybe we could take the court papers and fold them up like an AR-15 and chase him to a safe place with it.
Anyway, guys, good show. And, yeah, it's nice to see the counties working together, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so, thank you.
Thanks, sir.
All righty. And with that, we've also got Henry on the phone. Henry, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Morning, Henry.
Excuse me. I want to compliment you on the fine job you're doing on the state of Jefferson, first of all.
Well, thank you.
But something that bothers me even worse, you were talking about the constitutional rights of the people of the country. And I think you should kind of pull your people together on this Hillary thing, because if she gets in and points Supreme Court judges, as I think she will, I think your Second Amendment at least is gone, and maybe others. Is there any thoughts on that?
Well, number one, Henry, what we can do here in Northern California is extremely limited, even in affecting policy with our own state, let alone having any kind of effect at the federal level. And I'm sorry, the way I read it, Hillary Clinton can never take my Second Amendment, nor will she.
Well, I don't think that if she points the judges that she probably will appoint, I think that they're
not capable of taking my Second Amendment anyways.
They probably won't. Let's put it that way.
Henry, my Second Amendment is a right granted to me, and it is inalienable. It is granted to me by...
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said my Second Amendment right, Henry, is inalienable, and it is granted to me by God, and Hillary Clinton and no man in a black robe is going to take it from me ever.
Well, I think that would make kind of a lawbreaker out of you if you did.
I think that would make them the lawbreaker, because they would be the ones that are in violation of the contract of the people. So I would heavily make the argument that they're the ones that are breaking the law, at which point I have a Tenth Amendment right to nullify it.
And we wouldn't be the only ones. It would be nationwide that this would occur. So remember that, too.
Well, hopefully the NRA will step in on this.
Well, they would be a small faction making that happen as well, but it would be the sovereign citizens understanding what's going on making that happen. So that's where it would come from.
Well,
we agree with you. We totally agree.
Yeah, we agree. It's just, a lot of people look at this and go, oh, they're going to take your guns away. They're going to take your rights away. They can't take my rights away. They can't remove them. I don't care what they say, what they legislate.
Well,
I have a God-gifted...
Some of the rules and regulations that they've put through, in fact, that have to do with ammunition and certain types of weapons and clips and various other things.
Henry, let me ask you a question.
They take away at it until there's nothing left.
Does the law of man ever have the ability to supersede the divine granting of rights from God?
Well, for instance, right now there's a law... If it's not in effect, it's going into effect. But if you bring ammunition in from another state, it's a felony.
And if I choose not to recognize that law, because I have a guaranteed and secured right to not have to?
Well, that's a good attitude, but when you're looking out from behind bars, maybe it's not.
Well, Henry, I'm sorry that...
At my age, it doesn't make any difference, but... younger people are going to have a problem.
Well, then what do you suggest, Henry, that we just simply comply with those laws? Even though we have a granted authority, do we ignore the Constitution?
Well, I agree with you. I'm 100% behind the Constitution. I'm just afraid that they're going to change it on us.
Well, that's there's a process to doing that.
Don't be afraid, because that is a fact. If Hillary gets in, those things will occur. Just know that. So it's important for everybody to understand that if she gets in, those things will occur. So what do you have to do? You have to make sure she doesn't get in.
Well,
easy.
I think that's the point I'm getting at.
She does.
You ought to rally as many of your people behind Mr. Trump as you can.
Okay.
With that, we've got to get off to our bottom of the hour break, which will...
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call.
All right. Anytime, Henry. Thank you.
Thank you, Henry. And we'll be discussing some of those things when we come back from the other side. And we'll see you right after this.
Sure. Terry did not wish to go on the air, but he wanted me to share with you or remind you and the listeners the Bill of Rights trumps anything that the feds may do as far as the issues you were speaking to a moment ago. And our sheriff can also intervene.
Yep.
Or
interpose. Yep.
There are a great many things that can and will be done.
That's right.
I will not comply with unjust, unconstitutional law, and my rights are granted to me by God Almighty, and there is nobody else that supersedes that authority, and never will.
That's right, and Henry brings up a valid point. He is concerned, and rightfully so. I get where he's coming from, I truly do. That is just going to take all of us taking action. So, simply put, we have to take action.
I've just been pushed to the point of come at me, bro. So, we'll see you on the other side of this break. I ain't scared to grab my gun and fight for my homeland. If you don't love the American flag, well, you can't kiss my country ass. If you're a down home backwoods redneck, hey, come on, stand up and raise your glass. But if you
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. I'm groovy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world to its own needs, dummy serve your own needs, beat it up an ox, speak grunt, no strength, the ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down, high fire and a fire representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Metro West is coming in a hurry with the fury breathing down your neck. Keep my team reporters back.
And welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. And I'm just going to address something in the chat room. Jimmy, yeah, no, that's not funny. Gavin Newsom will never, ever be the first governor of the state of Jefferson. Not going to happen. No way. No
smart
how.
Alec.
So the last couple of days, you guys have been busy.
Yeah, we've been running around. We were invited by the WWCB, which is a wine, whiskey, cigars, and brew, with the VFW 1934 at the Vets Hall. We were there last night, and yesterday and last night, and it was a wonderful event. All the vets coming together and having their doings. It was pretty good. They, like I said, they had stations with wine and with whiskey and cigars and brew, and they had some great tri-tip dinner that was done by the Asphalt Cowboys. And it was a really good event. They did an auction and raised some good money. They auctioned off some good stuff up there, and we as Jefferson were there with our table, and we threw in some stuff for them to auction off, and they raised some money off of that. It was wonderful to see, and met some new patriots. We knew that they were patriots. They were new to us, and they've signed up, and they're going to be part of the group as well. So we're getting some more friends out there, if you will, and it was fun to see.
Well, there's not a lot of things that are more fun than a room full of tipsy vets.
They were having a good time. It was fun. They had some great music going on, and sometimes it's a little hard to talk because of the volume of the music, but it was all right. It was great. Everybody, you know, worked through it, and it was good. It was a fun event, and I got to meet some new friends, so it was good. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Vint and his group who put that on, and Mr. Rose, the official photographer, roaming around out there, taking pictures of everybody, whether they wanted it or not. it was good. It was a fun thing.
Yeah, and that's, you know, a fantastic deal. And speaking of tipsy, we've got another event coming up here Wednesday, August 3rd, at Shameless O'Leary's.
We do.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. From 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., we're having a similar kind of thing where it's going to be it's a fundraiser, definitely, for Jefferson, and just come in, and a portion of the day's draw from Shameless is going to go to Jefferson, to the legal fund, and we're going to have auction items. We've got a huge list of auction items, and it rounds up about $1,600 worth of value of all the auction items combined, and there's some really good stuff there. You don't have to be present to win, but you do have to be present to buy tickets, and the tickets will be sold there on site, and throw your name in the ticket box for each one of the items you want, and then at some point, about 8 o'clock, we'll be start throwing the tickets in the tumbler and pulling out a winner for each one and go from there. And again, you don't have to be present to win. But, you know, if you come there for lunch that day or come there for dinner or come for both, then, you know, a part of what you're purchasing that day goes towards the Jefferson Legal Fund. So we'd love to see you, meet you. And if we already know you, show up.
Exactly. Come in and, you know, just enjoy the camaraderie. Have a couple of beers together. You know, have a chance to talk to old vets, new people, support the movement. And Shameless is a great atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, it's good beer. It's good eats.
Yep.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know, plus, like, there's not a lot more fun things than a room full of tipsy vets. There's not a lot more fun than a room full of tipsy Jeffersonians.
There you go. There you go. And it was wonderful, too, because Shameless contacted us and asked us if we wanted to do this. And we weren't aware that they did these kind of things. But perfect. Perfect case. Yeah. The guys, Chris and Kenny, have been wonderful to work with.
Big thank you.
They're a great team. And, yes, definitely a big thank you. And Glenn helped coordinate all that, and so we're getting this up and running, so we'll see how it goes. But it should be really fun, so we're inviting everybody, so please come, share it, check out the Facebook. Sally's been saying it all out everywhere. It's on there. Check it out and find out what all the goodies are. There's like I said, there's a list on there, and again, it's from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday the 3rd.
Yep. And I want to address another thing in the chat room. We got a question. Can we really win this? So far, we have gone so far so wrong. Is it really possible? Absolutely. We are winning. Look at where we were from where we started 2.5-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've won 21 counties.
Yeah.
We've won bringing those 21 counties together as one voice. We're a step away from the court case for voter dilution in California of changing the political landscape in California. We are marching forward. We are winning. Every day, we are getting stronger. California is getting weaker, and they're losing ground.
That's right.
So the question is not, can we win? The question is when are we going to win? Because we are winning, and every day we are growing stronger. And that's something I wanted to pick up on, too, because there are some people that do not seem to grasp at a fundamental level, are incapable of understanding open representative government of the people. They cannot fathom people being allowed to choose their officials themselves, and their representative being nothing more than a mouthpiece for the people. There seems to be these people that are obsessed with minutia and process and bureaucracy that actually believe people are incapable of managing their own affairs, and it boggles my mind.
Yeah,
it's fascinating to me.
Well,
they don't understand freedom at a fundamental level.
Right.
They don't understand the Constitution at a fundamental level, and they seem to think that the state of Jefferson means finding a way to operate within the current system that benefits us. That is not what we are about.
No.
We are about restoring representation to everyone and everybody so that you can live your life the way that you deem most fit. And some people just can't seem to grasp this. And they get to the point where they scream at the top of their lungs and they stamp their feet like petulant children. And it is entirely counterproductive and ridiculous. And I can't grasp it. Yeah. And for a person like me to not be able to understand something, that becomes very frustrating on my end, too. Because when I don't understand the fundamental argument that you're trying to make, we really have a problem, because I am very good and capable of seeing most things from everybody's direction. You know, I've always found myself capable of, you know, walking a mile in someone else's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But then come to find out you don't even own shoes, well, then we've got a problem. And, you know, we've run into some of that in different locations over the last 3 years. And we invite those people, get educated, you know, understand what we're fighting for at a fundamental level. We're not working so that we can have a turn at the wheel of the Titanic. We don't want our chance to steer the state of California our way.
No.
We want off the boat.
Yeah.
We want everybody to be able to have their own boat.
We're in the Jefferson dinghy. We're making it happen.
Exactly. We want everybody to be in your own dinghy.
Yep.
And you can keep it a dinghy, or you can build a yacht, or you can do whatever you want with it, because it's your dinghy.
Yeah.
And the lack of fundamental understanding of that in some places is a little mind-boggling to me.
Well, and hopefully at some point they'll get it, and they'll move it forward, and they'll start making it happen, and hopefully get educated on the process. And that's what we have to hope for. You know, we've given them all the tools as best we can, and mm-hmm. we'll continue to give them the opportunities if they show interest. You know, have to show interest on it.
And some of it comes down to a lack of accountability. If you choose to go your own way and you fail to follow the process that has worked everywhere else, you're accountable for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can't slap someone's hand away when they attempt to help you and then blame them for your failures.
Right.
That is a complete lack of accountability.
Right.
And it's counterproductive. And if that's the way that it is, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Yep. Yep.
To be perfectly honest.
Yep.
It reminds me kind of this.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. And I don't like it any more than you, man.
Old Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes that's what we're running into. And we've got someone in the chat room. If someone asks if this will actually happen and he calls him a petulant child, no, whoever that is, I think you have a problem with your comprehension. I did ask that question when I stated, yes, we can win, and yes, we are winning, and that comment was not directed at that person at all. It actually wasn't directed at any one individual in particular. It was directed at groups of individuals that seemed to have a failing of understanding the fundamental concepts that our government was based on. Whoever seems to think that was, yeah, Jimmy, in the chat room, Keep It California is a prime example of exactly what we're talking about. People that fail to fundamentally understand the precepts mm-hmm. of free and open representation of the people.
Well, they probably understand it, but they're just trying to curb it.
they are.
So there you go.
Because the way that things are set up now works to their advantage.
Right.
They want to skew the game. They want to break the game. They don't want representation for everybody. They want to keep people in a box as long as that box, every time they show up and pull the handle, spits out money.
There you go.
And we want to break that system. We don't want to confine and constrict. We want to empower and enable.
There you go.
We don't want to tear down. We want to build up. We are the exact opposite of those things. And we will continue to fight for that and continue to be that. And that's what's so fantastic about what happened Saturday is the next step in that process has been taken.
Yes.
You know, it's the counties will be deciding amongst themselves, how do we move forward? What is the best way to move forward? And as Wynn said, the brilliance that was in those rooms, in the room out of those counties, it was mind-boggling. I have full faith and security that the state of Jefferson is moving forward and will come to fruition.
Yes.
We can't lose at this point. With those people in that room working the way that they are, we can't lose.
And the thing is, if you weren't able to be there for whatever reason on our next assembly, I strongly encourage you to be there because you'll be able to see what's going on. You'll understand and get involved and take action. And that's what we're doing. And that's what we're hope, you know, with everybody coming on board, they're going to be doing the same thing. So with all this action being taken, we're moving forward. We're not going backward anyway. We're not going away. And no matter how bad it gets, we're still moving forward.
Exactly.
So we're continuing to move forward. No matter what happens, we're moving forward.
And we'll eat the dinner in front of us, and then we'll eat the next one, and the next one, and the next one. It's how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
There you go.
And we've taken a lot of bites already. So, all right, with that, we better get off to our last break, and we will see you guys on the other side of this. And got any last questions or comments, 530-605-4567.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Here's some important information from REU, Reading's electric utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
One day I was on the ground when I needed a hand, then it couldn't be found. I was so far down that I couldn't get up, you know, and one day I was one of life's losers. In my prayer, my accusers, and in my head, I thought before I began. I had it been, but it turned to dust, and what I thought was love, that must have been luck. I was living down.
Stuff, you almost just kind of want to let the music play.
Yeah, because we're winning.
We are winning.
We're winning.
And it's a fantastic feeling.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's been a lot of us that have poured everything that we have and everything that we are into this thing. And to see it moving forward in the direction that it is it's fantastic. It's empowering. It's made it all worth it.
Absolutely.
It's been... It's been good times, it's been bad times, it's been panic, it's been frustration, it's been elation, it's been a lot of prayers, a lot of, you know, crossed fingers, a lot of, you know, nail biters to get this done, and it's happened.
But that's all part of the process.
It is.
You know, that's what happens when something of any magnitude starts happening. That's what happens. All those things happen.
Yeah. And it just... You know, it takes you back really to that first declaration out of Siskiyou.
Yeah.
And looking back, I hope people now understand what a powerful thing that was when it first occurred.
Oh man.
And what it has brought forth and what it has done to empower the people of the North State.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even sure the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors understood that what they were opening when they did
what,
that
what the gravity was yeah,
yeah. what the yeah. gravity was
yeah.
And you know how quickly Modoc County jumped on mm-hmm. and was like, yeah, absolutely, and then county after county after county after county, like dominoes, and the fights and the frustrations and everything that California has done to try and block us, to try and end around us, to do everything, we have managed to overcome mm-hmm. everything.
Yep.
And again, there's people with a fundamental lack of understanding of that. As in Lassen County, everybody's running around going, oh, Lassen County voted it down. No, they didn't. Read what that declaration said. That declaration said, if you vote yes, we will join the Jefferson Declaration process.
Yep.
If you vote no, we will join the Jefferson Declaration process and help with the litigation of the court case. Lassen County didn't vote down Jefferson. They chose the more powerful of the options by choosing no to also join the court case.
And that's because it was brought forward by people, a person, actually, over there, that is totally counter to Jefferson and happens to hold a political position. And the only reason they're doing it is because they weren't the one that had the control of everything. And that's the sad part about Lassen County. This one individual has had control for so long mm-hmm. that now... others have woken up, and they've known this for years, but they've woken up and they're actually taking action, and he doesn't care for it. Well, guess what? You know, they wasted a colossal amount of money by putting it on the ballot, going the up process as well. It's like, why would you do that?
When essentially the ballot initiative was, yes, we support Jefferson, or yes, we support Jefferson a whole lot.
Yeah, so either way, it was yes.
Either way, it was it was yes, and there's people running around going, oh, Lassen voted it down. Again, a fundamental failure to know what you're talking about.
Exactly, exactly.
And, you know, another good example of this is an article that I cut that was entitled The Death of the Jefferson Movement. And we had a great many people running around going, oh, my God, what happened?
Falling,
the sky is falling.
Because they didn't read the article.
And they didn't read the article. And I put that headline intentionally on there to prove a point to people.
Yeah.
Know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay? Talk about what you know, and don't talk about what you don't know.
Yeah.
Because if you read that headline and run around and go, Jefferson's dead, I'm sorry, but you're looking like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because that's not what the article was about. That was the entire point, to get through to people. Don't look just at the surface.
Right.
You have to look underneath. You have to have a fundamental understanding.
Dig deeper.
You actually have to take the 120 seconds out of your life that it would have taken to read that article to have a fundamental understanding of what's going on.
I read it twice because it's so good. It was just like, and, oh, I read this again.
And most people don't do that. They
they
read a blurb, and then they run around and they talk about what they don't know to a bunch of other people who want to talk about what they don't know.
Yeah.
And that's how
frenzies occur that way.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what people were doing.
And, you know, everybody's like, you know, running around going, oh, you got to fix the article. There's nothing wrong with the article. Read it.
Article's fine. Read it. Exactly.
Yeah, read it.
Read it.
That's the whole point.
Read it and tell me what you got out of that.
Know what you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're not going to take the time to know, that's fine. I understand you're busy. Keep your mouth shut.
There you go. Because you're speaking out. Yeah. Speaking out for something you know nothing about.
Yeah, you're talking out of the side of your neck.
Yeah, exactly.
So I hope everybody takes that in the fun that it was inspired by from me, because I knew it was going to happen. I knew it, and I was just kind of like, how do we generate some conversation? Well, it worked.
It worked.
Thank
Mission
you very much.
Yeah, who wants to write a boring, oh, yeah, Jefferson's wonderful. Oh, Jefferson's wonderful. Yeah, whatever. But they didn't get beyond that. But
Yeah.
And
I apologize. I was always the kid that ran out in the road to poke the roadkill with a stick. It was fun. the state of Jefferson is so far from dead.
Yeah.
It transcended Saturday. Saturday, the state of Jefferson movement did in a manner die. It went from a political movement being driven by several people working very hard to make it so, and it became the state of Jefferson, owned and empowered by the people, and it is something that will never die now.
That's correct.
It will never die. And the amount of relief that I think a lot of us have, you know, because for 3 years, we've had some fairly powerful forces doing everything they could to strangle the life out of us.
That's right.
And we've had to find a way around them. We've had to find a way through them. We've had to find a way over them.
All politically correct, all moral, all ethical, you know,
absolutely.
And not leaving any ugly fingerprints of anything tainted behind. And that's what we've been very careful about, is making sure we're doing everything as right as we can possibly do it. Therefore, we don't put the nail in the coffin for the death of Jefferson. That's our concern. Has been and always will be.
And it's been difficult sometimes because we've been baited.
Yeah.
We've been provoked.
Yep.
We've been stamped on, stomped on, insulted, personally attacked.
Yep.
I myself had a DA investigator show up to try to investigate me for fraud for something I wasn't even a part of. Wonder where that came from, considering it was right on the heels of attacking the Board of Supervisors for violating our First Amendment rights.
There you go.
Weird, huh?
Coincidence.
Yeah. And we've been through all of that. And by the providence of God, this thing has stayed afloat, and now it is alive and well for the interim. You could drop off the face of the earth. I could drop off the face of the earth. We could all drop off the face of the earth, and Jefferson would go on at this point.
Well, the thing is, if you want it, you have to earn it. You can't
work
you
for
cannot
it.
Count on anybody else doing the work for you when you are fully capable. And most people are capable of doing a great many things. And there are some people that are limited on their abilities, so we need to make sure that we tap into all of that. And if you can do one little thing, perfect, do it, whatever it may be. So we just need to have the involvement of everybody making it happen.
Yeah, and everybody has a God-given talent. Everyone does.
Yep.
And put it to use. And again, as I was speaking about earlier, this is open engagement. This is representative government for all. Mm-hmm. If you don't get off your couch, you don't get out of your easy chair and engage and take hold of that and make use of it, I'm sorry. In my opinion, you don't get a right to complain about anything.
Amen.
Put the work in.
There you go. Get to work.
All righty. We'll see you next week.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Federal investigators in Lockhart, Texas today, the scene of a devastating hot air balloon crash.
16 people perished on Saturday, and now we know the NTSB recommended greater safety oversight of commercial operators, urging the FAA in April of 2014 to require tour operators to get agency permission to operate, and the balloon operators be subject to FAA safety oversight. The FAA rejected those recommendations, saying regulations were unnecessary because the risks were too low. Val Dior reporting.
Gunfire that broke out in a crowded entertainment district in downtown Austin, Texas, early this morning has left one woman dead and three others in the hospital. Police say they're still looking for the shooter. Three people are dead in Miami-Dade, Florida, following an early morning shooting at a residence south of the city. Two women, ages 39 and 19, died at the scene. A 17-year-old male passed away later at a hospital.